I think half of the chabur is either in Eretz Yisrael on the way there, but whoever's left. Okay, the Gemara in Daf Kof in the Beis tells us the episode of Yalsa, Rav Nachman's wife, who had a shayla on a Mara. Mara says, quotes a Braisa, that Yalsa Aisa Dama Lakame de Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the Tamila. So initially she brought a Mara to Rabba Bar Chana, who said it's a Mara Tame. And then Hadar Aisa Lakame de Ritza Breda of Yehuda, the Dafila, he said it is Tahor. Then we're asked, Seichi Yavav Hachi, if not a violation of the din, of Chacham Shetime, Ein Chadei Ravashai L'Taher. Ramrina and Timuye have a mitamila, came into Amrle, the Kalyama Madfila, Giagavna, the Inna, who the Chashba Ene, Hadr Dachila. So, generally speaking, that would have been the case. And Chacham Shetime and Chavir Rashi Latar, here in this specific instance, Yals was able to describe that this particular Mara, Vavra Chana, usually was Mitaher, and he just had an eye ache. So he wasn't able to see it properly, and that's why he passed in Tameh. So the context of the Gemara, we're talking about the nemanus of a woman to represent what she sees and the previous psak, Amma Mehendala. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yehuda, Agamri Samech. The Gemara says that Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yehuda paskin based on his Agamri Samech. We'll have to come back to that, what exactly that means. So there are a few relevant points that emerge from this Gemara. Number one, the Shaila as to why Rav Nachman himself didn't paskin on his wife's Mara. Number two, the application of Chacham Shetime in the context of Maras Negayim and in general. Number three, what's the issue, what's the representation of Agamri Samach over here? So as far as the first point, Tosus writes, Kol Yomav Mitarle, Mashma, Shalo Haisa Regila Laharas of Nachman Baila. The lotion of Rav Rechana always mitar these types of maros. Sounds like Yalsa never went to ask her husband the Shaila. Why not? Rav Nachman was from the Gedolei Amoraim. So either Shema Loya Baki, as we saw earlier, that not every Amora had the proficiency necessary to paskin amaros. Inami, she was worried that maybe he'd be machmer l'atzma because liba nokfo uparish, and he wouldn't be makel, even though he would have been makel for everyone else in the world. Inami shalot tiskana b'fanav. So those are Tosa's three possibilities to explain why Rav Nachman didn't paskin on his wife's maris. But Tosa says, don't say ein lomar the asir liras d'mei ishto, that there's any problem fundamentally of a husband paskin on his wife's maris. After all, the Mishnah tells us in the Gaim Perek Beis, calling the Gaim Adam Roach with me Nige Asmo. Remeir says Aflo Nige Krovav, and contrast that with the next line, calling the Dharma Adam Matrik with me Nidre Asmo. If we show him Aflo Nidre Ishto, we will call Adamim Adam Roach with me Nidre Ishto Loksani. So there is Machlokas Tanayim. Can you be Matri your wife's Neder? But by implication, the fact that if Yeshua singles out the exclusion of Nidre Ishto, but doesn't make such a comment by Maros, by Negaim, sorry. It sounds like there's no problem paskining on your wife's Nega. And Tosa assumes the same should be true for Maros in our context. This is quoted by the Shach here in Sifkatan Zion. Kasvatosos yachol lirath dmei ishto, marshalko salalacha, kakas valguda. So the Shach says this is correct lahalacha. Does anyone argue? So Meiri here, Dibre Maskil kashem sha'amru. ends off by saying, "Ani mefakbek lomar shekol shahaisa toli bo kishel atmahu ve'ein lo liros." That maybe where you have a vested interest in the situation, the husband has a vested interest in the status of his wife's maros, maybe that is considered to be like nikei atzmo, and maybe a husband shouldn't paskin on his wife's maros. And this is a position more explicitly in the Rash there in Negayim, the Rash in the end of the second parak of Negayim. He quotes the Mice of Yalsa. Then he says, Sheva yesh l'chalik ben hecha de ischazik yisura lehecha de lo ischazik yisura. Maybe there's a difference between if it's ischazik yisura and not ischazik yisura. Maybe the usid is paskin on your wife's maros, where is ischazik yisura? Just as there's such a distinction in Yevamos Perek Yisha Rabbah Daf Peches when it comes to Eidach Hanem and Yisurin, Sorva Merabanan, has a higher Nemanus than everyone else. There's a difference between Eschazik Yisura and Lo Eschazik Yisura. So that's a suggestion of the Rash, maybe. It'll be also to see your paskin and your wife's maris if it's a chazik yisura. And based on that, l'chaf mas adam paskins in Simon Kuftes os vav, that while it's the case, as the shach told us, that l'halacha husband can paskin on his wife's maris, but if there's a shayla pertaining to the tvila, then maybe there the husband shouldn't paskin. Maybe that's considered to be his chazik yisura. Because as we had discussed earlier in another context, that once a woman, according to many, once a woman does a hefsek tara, so then there's no more ischazik yisura. So then a husband can paskin on the wife's maros that whole week, but with a shayla and tefila, maybe that's called ischazik yisura along the lines of this rash. And the Chacham Sadeh says that's just like shechita. What's the comparison to Shkita? So the Taz writes in Hilchos Shkita, Simen Yuches, Sukkotin Tesvav, Simen Yuches, Sukkotin Tesvav, the Chacham not allowed to paskin a Shaila on a Shkita where he was the Shochet. That's considered to be his Chazik Yisura, and he's essentially paskining for himself on his own Maisa. So that would be paskining for yourself on something that's Chazik Yisura. According to the Rash, maybe it would be problematic. Rav Avadya quotes other opponents that argue that even by Yischazik Yisura, Marsham and others, that are making even by Yischazik Yisura to paskin on such a shayla. And I think that is more the common practice, that a husband, if he's a chacham, would paskin even on a shayla of tefillah, even where it's Yischazik Yisura. The Shari Tara and Simon Samachlov, and he quotes from the Horas Isser V'Heter of the Prima Gadim, that maybe where, even though it's true that a wife can show a mara to husband, he says maybe if the wife shows a husband the mara, he shouldn't tell him that it's her mara. So that could work if you're the Rav Lushol and many people give their maras to the Rebbe to give you to see. But it's not going, wouldn't work in every situation if you're not used to seeing other people's maris. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan writes here in Se'if Kav Beis, he quotes the Tosfos, he quotes the Chacham Asadam, and he paskins L'maisa, that you could be makel even by Yischazik Yisura, and therefore Chacham can paskin all shaylos for his wife, I believe that is the common practice, not like the distinction of a Chachmas Adam based on the Rash. Yeah.
It's only if you're passing like other people's Shabbos too, right? Or no? Maybe if a person like learned Hevel Snida, but then like doesn't
if a person
Shabbos, like need a Shabbos regularly. Can they pass it for their wife's Shaila?
If a person has the training to pass it on the Shaila, so the fact that there are other Rabbanim in town that people show their Maris to, they don't ask him the Shaila, if he has the proficiency, that doesn't mean that he can't pass it for his wife. Because if you're capable of passing that which needs to be passed, then it doesn't make a difference whether you do it for a living or not. If you have the proficiency that's necessary, then that's good.
Just make that person question whether or not you think you have
that experience or not. Probably good to do in consultation with someone who trained you. But
right.
Again, there are different levels of shaila, meaning every what makes something a shaila? If something is black, if something is definitely a maritahar, and just. A woman will be trained over time to recognize that, which is definitely a maritar. There's no shaylan at all, or the husband will be able to say that. If there's any real shaylan, so then you have to know what your proficiency is. Okay. Then the other issue that this little mice of Yalsa raises is the question of chacham shetime. So the Gemara just brings that as a question. The Gemara poses that as a question here. Wasn't this episode a violation of the din of Chacham Shetime? But that's described more frontally in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin and Chulin Daf Mem Dalet. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin has a couple iterations of this. Gemara says towards the bottom, Tanar Banan. Hanish al chacham itime, lo yish al chacham v'yatayr. So if a shayla was asked of a chacham who was metame and he was metame, then you shouldn't ask the shayla of another chacham to be metayr. The chacham v'asar lo yish al chacham v'yatir. It's both by tum v'tayr and yisur v'hetar. Hayushnayim, echad metame v'echad metayr echad osir v'echad matir. So if you basically ask a shaila to two people at the same time, or you come into the Beis Medrash and you present the shaila and you have a chacham who's matir and a chacham who asers, ima ya'achem ya'am gadam yichaver v'chacham minyan halach achrav, yomav halach achar hamachmir. Shulben Karcha says, daraisi halach achar machmir, derabanans halach achar ameko, and Rabbi Yosef Hilchos Rabbi Shulben Karcha. Fine. So what is the reason for this din that Anisha L'chacham Itim Aliyah L'chacham Itar? So Rashi writes in our Gemara here, back to Nida Daf Kaf Amid Beis, Yiva Maskal Agamri Samach, Dibshitale Nitar. That when Yalsa asked the Shaila to Rav Yisrael Bar Yehuda, it was Pasha to him that it was Tahor. And the reason that he was inclined, he would have been Metahir had Yalsa not given the whole backstory here, is because of the kavod of Rabba Barachana. So Rashi's saying, sounds like the chisaron of posing a shayla to chacham number two is that it's a lack of kava to chacham number one. And so it's a chisus a kava to the first chacham, and the second chacham is going to overrule his psak. And that's the position of the Yesh Mefarshim quoted by the Rashba in Avodah Zarah, Daf, Zayin of Anal, Yom Maskal Tana Rabbanan. Yesh Mefarshim, Bishum kvod shel bishon, aval im tiharo ohi tiro tahara mutter. So the Yesh Mefarshim that he quotes, which is essentially what we see in Rashi in Nida, is the chisaron by asking the shayla a second time is mishum kavod or shav mishum. And therefore, it was just a matter of chis of the kavod. If there was a psak given by the second chacham, bidi aved, the psak could be relied upon. In tiro, awi tiro, tahor umutter. It's a chis of the kavod to override the first psak, but if it was already overridden, the override stands. The Meiri writes a little bit more emphatically, "Bidi Evan mikol makom tahora umutter." And therefore, it says in Meiri, "Ulashita zu ani nimshach lomar shemutter lechachila b'mechila sarishon al kvodo." So, if the only chisaron is the kavod of the first chacham, he can be machlom as kavod. So, if you ask the first chacham, is it okay if we ask the shayla to chacham B, and he says, go right ahead, then there's no problem. And Koshikeinam, the first chacham changes his mind, then that's definitely acceptable and can be relied upon. If the only chisaron is Bishum kavod of the first time of chacham, he can be machal on his kavod, and it can be chozer on the psak. And that's in contrast to the Shita Saravid, which is adopted by the Rashba and the Ritva and Chachmei Sfarad in general. Yeah, the Rashba rejects this first Yeshua Farshim, the Meiri rejects it, but what they all accept is the position of the Ravid. I read from the Rashba, Nir and Dirvei Ravizal, Shakasov, Eino Rashai, the Eino Hetar Kamar. And a Rashai is you're not allowed to ask the second Chacham. Kevan, and it wouldn't be an effective Psak. The Kevan de Asro, Isur Revele. Menase is Kastika de Isur. Once there's a Psak from Chacham A, so then that which he passes on becomes a Chefsa Shel Isura, Chaticha Isura. So if Chacham A passes that this meat, piece of meat is treif, it becomes Asur Be'etzem, and there's no going back. No other Chacham has the right to reverse a psak. Even Chacham A can reverse a psak if it's already become a Chaticha Isura. Nothing to do with the kavod of the first chacham, the psak becomes absolutely binding and makes the subject of the psak into a chasicha d'isur. If it's isur b'hadra, it makes it isur. If it's tumah v'tahara, it makes it tameh.
What about the flip? Meaning if the first person says tahor kasher.
Yeah, so that's not as explicit in most of the we showed him that address it. Rav Avadia quotes on that shayla. This is in Taras Avayi Simen Vav Seif Hey. Yes, pages and pages on the topic. So he points out. Tosfos makes that distinction. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Dav Zayin Amud Aleph Dir Maskel Hanisha Lechacham writes that the Isser is only to be Matir after the Chacham Paschal that is Usser, but not vice versa. And it also rejects that possibility, even though he said the Mashmos of the Gemara may indicate that. And he quotes that the Rosh in his talk about the Zara says not that way. It's all based on how to read it Yerushalmi. Rishani says, Rishami was a Danila, Reb Simon Shari, Reb Ami Asar. So Reb Simon was a Matir, and then Reb Ami answered after the fact, it been Reb Simon. Reb Simon was Makbid, I was Matir, so who are you, Reb Ami, to Asar? Didn't we learn, Anisha Lachacham Hita, Lachisha Lachacham Shema Yasar? Apparently it works in both directions. And then the Yerushalmi flips it and says, no, the mice is really the opposite. That's the question. How do you read the bottom line of that Yerushalmi? So Tosa says there is a difference between reversing a psak l'chumra. He quotes the Rosh, at least in one day, not that way. All based on how they read this Yerushalmi. And Rav Avadya thinks that, again, this is not as explicit in all the Rishonim here. Rav Avadya thinks that lahalacha, the ikur is like Tosfos, that if the first chacham is matir, then the second chacham is allowed to asr. Well, there's no, right, there's no notion of chasicha shal.
Had.
So I guess part of the question is what if he says that something's mutter, so what exactly is that psak? Yeah, you don't have the parallel. I mean, you can pass this is a chefza shel iser. What does it mean to say something's a chefza shel heter? Right. So shuman is mutter b'achila. Does that make it a?
Are they two different? Like, this meaning if someone looks at it. You know, Chacham says, oh, it's Asr.
Right.
It's Chela.
Right. It's not Shuma, that's Asr to eat. Right. So
it's
a little bit meat. It's Shuma. I'm going to be a Psak of
saying it's Tavar
or
Mutter.
It's
just saying, I didn't say
it's a Chacham. But then you can't.
You're
going to
eat.
No, that's not a Sophie. The Psak is you're allowed to eat it. But I don't know if there's a clear opposite of Chasika
Shali
Surah. What do you want to say, Michael?
Shouldn't it be Tala on that? It's about not insulting the first chacham, so it shouldn't matter. It's about creating the chaticha shel iser, so that it does matter. Shonim Ark, wouldn't this be enough?
You know? No, even it's about.
You might should go both directions, because just like the people on the Kabbalah, you can change it both from Amran and Kula. So, too, if there's a concept of chaticha iser and chaticha.
It doesn't, Tosis goes with the Kavod Mahalach also. We'll talk about Tosis's taking it shortly. And yeah, Tosis is Mahalach between Isser and Heter. So apparently it's more egregious affront potentially to the Kavod of a Chacham to. override a psak le'issa than a psak le'heter, although I'm not sure why that would be. From Tosis, it should emerge that it's more of a problem of kavod to reverse a psak the kula. Meaning, if the chachma oser asers, and then you can say it's mutter, that's a bigger violation of covenant. Why that should be, I'm not sure. Because Tosis assumes that there's no iser. Tosis and Vodazar assumes that there's no iser of reversing the psak if the shoel is modia, that he already has a shaila for his time. If everyone's
in the initial needs to know about it,
that also sounds like. It's more egregious that you're reversing the psak and going with kula. But after he was machmir, you're saying, I have so much koach, the koach that's here that allows me to pass in the kula. And that shows how little koach the other guy has.
So I thought about that. But isn't it more the other way, that once he's machmir and he's showing his koach being other, and then you come and ask for it, so either we shouldn't believe you because his koach is better, or if we are believing, is because I know the case and I'm dafka passing over your koach. That was my session. I wasn't sure. Like, if someone's willing to match and you're well, like, you're not gonna be like, oh, I don't know, I guess we'll just be always there because I'm a sofa. Like, you have to be really convinced.
Right.
Less or koach that here is up there.
The way I originally understood it though, let's say the psak is the kula, you're going with chumra. And that's egregious because you're destroying the official koach.
That Tosfos says it's fine.
That Tosfos says it's fine, right?
But that's the Chiddush.
So, as far as Kabbalah that depends, they also differ from the Manichaean.
Correct.
He won on the basis of the fact that they're, and now you're going to insult the diversity.
Right.
Okay, I guess we should give that some more thought. Not sure. But within the Chaticha Disura approach, that the original psak creates a Chaticha Disura, Vadi points out, the Magi and the Rasha points out, they just came out the last couple of years, the new Masada Kuk Rashba on Avodah Zarah. The old Rashba was done by Rabbi Sachs' grandfather, who's been out of print for many, many years. Now Masada Kuk just redid an annotated Rashba on Avodah Zarah. Anyway, so, in the Rashba, it's mashma that the chasicha disur that's created is created by the nishal. His lashon is came into asro. Once the nishal the chacham asks it, isur v'yale, the nasis chaticha disura. And that becomes a chaticha d'isura. But maybe the nishal could be chozer himself, and that would remove the status of chaticha d'isura. Because the nishal, the chacham of paskins first, is the chacham of record on the shaila. And that gives the status of chaticha disura to the object that he paskened on. But he could retract. As opposed to, he quotes from a Chuvas Radvaz and a Chuvas Rivash. The Radvaz is Chelak Al Simon Shin Samach Beis, that the Shavi Chaticha Disura is on the Shoel. I mean, once it's a Psak, so then it becomes a Chaticha Disura for the Shoel, and even the Nishal couldn't change the status anymore. And that's what the Eerie that we quoted earlier had said, that within the Yesh Mefarshim, that it's all a matter of Kavod, the Miri says that the first Chacham could be Chozer Ma'at himself. But he contrasts that with the Sheet of the Ravid, Dolim Mefarshim, that no, according to that, the Nishal has no right to reverse a Psak, even himself. Because that Chaticha Disura is absolute, and once the Psak is given, it's out of the hands, even of the original Posek.
Go back on this.
So that's the Shuvas HaRivash and the Shuvas HaRadvaz.
They say that the Shoel can or can't.
That the Nishal cannot reverse the Psak. Right. It's a Shavid Avshay Chetiv Nisura on the part of the Shoel once the Psak is given. So even the Nishal can't reverse that anymore.
Who's the first side?
The first side is the simple reading of the Rashba. Probably the simple reading of most of you shot on the quote, describe it. Then the other caveat that Tosus has, what is our Dav Zayin? Vim Tomar, V'chilo Yisha L'chol Chachamim, So why is it that Hanisha L'chacham Mitime can't be Shoel L'chacham Mitaher? Maybe the second Chacham can convince the first Chacham to change his Psak. The Tosfos says, V'yishlomar de'enu aser ela lishol Imlo yodia lo kvar sha'alti l'ploni v'asili. It's only us to ask the shayla if you're not going to have full disclosure and tell the second chacham that you already asked the first chacham aser. Aval im over lo kvar sha'alti ploni chacham mutter. But if you have full disclosure and you explain the background, then you're allowed to ask the shayla the second chacham. So as far as the Shoel is concerned, the Shoel hasn't violated anything as long as he has full disclosure and explains the context. But then the onus is now on the second Chacham, and the second Chacham shouldn't be so quick to reverse the psak, unless it's a case of Toba Dvar Mishnah or Toa B'Shikul Adas. Yeah.
What do we have to make of the two different, I would say, brisas or versions of the same brisa? One where the Chavero
is not Rasha the Tahir, Mashma Nishal, and one where Lo Yishal the Chacham, Mashma, that the Shoah is an issue to ask. Are we assuming it's all really the same? I think that partially depends on the Shita Subishonim here. What Tosus is saying is that there are actually two levels here. There's a Shoel problem, and that Shoel problem could be obviated by full disclosure and explaining the context, and presumably that addresses the kavod concern that there's a chisaron of kavod of the first chacham. So if you're going to not explain that you already spoke to the first chacham, that's a violation of his kavod mitzad the shoel. And then there's a second concern mitzad the nishal, that the nishal shouldn't overrule the psak unless it's a Toa Dvar Mishnah or at least a Toa B'Shikul Adas.
That's
what it is.
That's
Nida. I'm sorry?
This is a Nida, says show at all.
Right. So if you say like that, so then the Al Yishal is a little bit lav dafka, or even though it's from the perspective of Al Yishal, the real onus is totally on the chacham. Right, that's what Tosa says here, that Hashoel Yeshel Kalashiyotze could ask as much as he wants. So Tosa Nevadazara modifies that and says he could only ask all he wants if he explains the whole context in this full disclosure. I mean, it's the same, that point of ask all you want to maybe get to a better conclusion. That's common in the two Bali Tosos, in Avodah Zarah and in Nida, but in Avodah Zarah, Tosos is saying you can only do that if you are Modia that you already asked for a Sacham, and presumably that's Mishum Kvoda. Halacha, the Ramah writes in Yeridaya Simon Reish Mem Beis Seif Lamed Aleph. Chacham Sha'asar Ein Chaver Rashi Lahatir Mishiko Das Aval Im Yesh Lo Kabbalah Shata. Oh, Shetab Dvar Mishnah, Yuchal Lahatir. Afilum Tab Shikoladas, Yachal Lisa Velita Nimamora, Ashi Aksirba. So there are distinguishes between Tab Shikoladas and Tab Dvar Mishnah. Tab Dvar Mishnah, you could be Maxi the Sak. Tov Shikol Das, you need to at least engage the first Chacham in conversation. V'lachein ein iser l'shoel l'sheni u'vad sheyodiyo so shefar ho'ar risho l'asor v'afilum hitra risho n'far chala raso ein l'sheni l'asor mikoach Shikol Das. In the Shach Ez of Chatim and Gimel, that this restriction on the Chacham Hasheni is even if he's Gadol Mimenu B'Chachma U'B'Minyan. It was a Marik that argues that no, it's only Chaveiro that's a problem. But if he's Gadol Mimenu, then he could override the Psak, even if it wasn't a Talos with our Mishnah.
What is Minyan over here? It's just for the phrase.
Yes, I don't know if it means literally Minyan, or it's just we always throw in Chacham and Minyan together.
I just
borrowed from the lineup. Right. Now the Aruch HaShulchan notes, there in Sif Samach Gimel, Reish Mem Beis Sif Gimel, that all the details here of the din of Chacham Sha'asar don't appear in the Rambam, don't appear in the Torah. It's quoted by the Ramban Shulchan Aruch. Even though these are Gemaras Mifurasha, so Yerach HaShulchan wonders why is that the case? Why do you need to wait for the Ramah to have this codified anywhere? And he says no one pointed this out before. So he says that nearly Nis Daiti, that the Rambam, the Torah of the opinion, that once you have a Rambam, after in this Pashtu Sifrei Ashas Vaposkim, then this klal doesn't apply the way it used to. Because we already know what the halachas are. We have access to all the literature. And this whole din only applies where the machlokas is in Svara. Afshav Arkashin is Pashu Sifrei Ashash Vaposkin. Lo Shai Klal Dinze. Shrei Kvar Nisbar Dinze Enu Ela Kishenekluku Svara Ba'alma. The Afshav Enu Kadover Hara She'en La Rai in the Eza Gemara of Eza Posek. We never pass in just based on svaras anymore. Unless sometimes you have a machlokas of poskim. Ach be'emes, v'zebi or Rambam, the end of Perek Aleph of Mamrim, shnei chachamim shenechlaku, echad osir echad matir, v'shal Torah halachachar machim, v'shal sofim halachachar meiko. And the Ramban Choshe Mishpat quotes this, and he says that's the Afka for on the same level. If one's got the Torah, he could be Machriya. So Yorka Shoka thinks that these halachos are not as relevant nowadays, where we're paskening based on Makoros and not so much based on Svara. It's interesting. I would have said that, yeah. Rabbi Morgensner quotes a story here in Parag Bay's footnote Mem. So these are his practical guidelines for the application of Chacham Oser b'Maros Damim. He says, if you show a Mara to Chacham A, any Asers, and you're coming to Chacham B, so you have to be Modiya to Chacham B, then you already ask Chacham A and Chacham A Aser. And then Chacham B can operate based on the following. If Chacham B thinks that the first Chacham is called B'Shikol Adas, so then he can't paskin unilaterally, but he can try to engage the first chacham in conversation. If he thinks that the first chacham is tov b'dvar mishnah, or that he made a mistake in his evaluation of the metzias or his discerning of the shade of the mara, let's say he was machmir on something that the second chacham thought was a red thread and not actual mara. Even though mitzad din, the second chacham could be cholik on the first one, he shouldn't be so quick to be matir. Number one, maybe the appearance changed since the child was asked the first time. Number two, maybe the first chacham saw something else that you don't see. And maybe that's why he passed in the chumrah. But he says, if the second chacham thinks that the first chacham didn't paskin properly because he was looking at night in poor light, then he says that the second chacham can be cholik. And he says, I was a Maisa along the lines of the Rav Yalsa Maisa that happened with Rav Yashiv, that an Avreich asked the Mor Hara about a certain Mara, and the Mor Hara paskin Tameh. And then he went to two of the Gedolei Hara And he didn't tell them that he first went to the local Orthodox rabbi, and two of the Gedolei Hora were Mako. And then he went to ask Rav Yashiv, is he allowed to rely on the second Talmid HaChacham that he asked a Shaila to? So first Rav Yashiv said he shouldn't rely on it because he already asked a Shaila the first time. And then he said, then the Avreich said that the first Rav had seen it in the dark. Then Rav Yashiv said that you could rely on the second Psak, but better to go back to the first Rav and ask him if he remembers why he passed him the Chumrah and see if they could get him to be closer in that Psak. He asked if he knows why he passed him the Chumrah, and then he should go back to the second Rav and tell him that he just spoke to the first Rav, and would he have Paskin the Kula had he known that the first Rav Paskin the Chumrah, which he should have told him the first time he asked the Shaila anyway.
The other question, I think, discussed this maybe a little bit, but just a little maskana, what weight do we give to, I guess, the level of the Rabbanim who are Paskin? The second Rav is Galuy Yisrael and the first Rav.
Yeah, so that's what this Maaser Hilyashiv is saying, that even if the first one was your local Orthodox rabbi, the second was Gadol Hador, but you can't just you shouldn't automatically just accept the second Psak unless you have the full context. Meaning you should have, if you're telling the second Talmid Chacham that you already went to the first Talmid Chacham, then you can rely on what he tells you because he's going to take into consideration all these factors about Chacham Shahara. Now there's another consideration, which is provided, of course, the Me'iri in the parallel sugya in Chulin, Memdala, and Mebeis, that Me'iri writes that if the first Chacham is Chochech Lassor, but he doesn't Aser completely, so then the second one could be Matir. So when it comes to Maris in particular, it may be advisable, and this is what Mori Hara often do, is that given Mori Hara is not comfortable paskening that something is tahor, because to him it looks questionable, but he'll say, I don't have the ability to be matur, but you can go ask someone else. So what that means is that the default position right now is that you can't be maker. But he's not giving you a formal psak that would that would trigger all the halachas of Chacham She'asar. He's saying, from my perspective, I don't have the ability to be matir. Meaning, if you don't find anything else, then the status quo is you have to be matir. But you have license to go to someone who maybe has more proficiency or more a different perspective, and maybe could find grounds to be matir. So that may, if a Chacham sees something that's unequivocally red, Rabbi Willock sometimes says in this context, I'm not the Pope. If it's red, there's nothing to do about it. But if something's unequivocally red, there's nothing to talk about, so there's nothing to talk about. But if something's what we would call notel ad mumis to one, maybe to another wouldn't be notel ad mumis, so then a Chacham or Morah can say, you feel free to ask someone else. Which would solve most of these problems. Yeah.
Is that something that you recommend in general, just to note the Kula in terms of being not the woman of Baila? Like if we know that the angle of a certain Shaila, is it recommended to say, I don't know, you should go ask Rabbi Willock or you should go ask the...
Depends on what kind of Shaila we're talking about. If we're talking about a shade of Amara, so then I would probably say if you're not, we discussed a couple of times ago, well, the Hungarian Misora of perhaps a more liberal perspective on certain elements of Maros. So I don't know if it would be appropriate to tell someone in our Machane to go to someone in the Ada because we know they're making all of these things. But within, but if it's something that, you know, to one person's eyes, looks not to love mumis, but another fresh set of eyes, someone with proficiency in Maros, may say differently, then by all means send them to the other person.
Very familiar with anything. I thought I heard this quoted that people point to the Gemara Brachos and quoted from Shirim and go,
right,
that indicates a certain tendency to be made to be Matrix for Bible, because he says, there was some sort of predisposition.
So it's definitely an orientation to do whatever you can to be Mako, but it has to be grounded in a lack of reality. So 100%, we do everything we can to be Mako whenever we can. And if one Marara doesn't feel that he has the ability to Mako, he can send to someone else who maybe would have the ability to. I don't think that would go akadekach to send to someone with a totally different masora of Maros, but maybe others say otherwise. Okay, so that pretty much concludes what we'll call part one of our Limud this year. Hargasha, Ksamim, and various types of Damim and Maros. And now we're going to move on to the Tara process. Hefsek Tara, Shiv Nekiyim, then we'll go a little out of order chronologically and go back to talk about Poletta, Shef Nazar, and the 4 or 5 day waiting period, leading up to Tvila and Chatzitzas. So let's begin the next sugya with the Mishnah on Simon Pesam and Aleph. The Mishnah discusses the requirement of the Hefsek Tara for a Nida D'Oraisa, meaning we're talking about Nida D'Oraisa, who, as long as she stops seeing Dam at the end of day 7, can then go to the mikvah motzei day 7. But in order to be clear to go to the mikvah motzei day 7, she needs to have a hefsek tara, which is what our Mishnah refers to as hifrisha. So the topic here is, when can a hefsek tara be effective, at least b'di'eved? So strictly speaking, our Mishnah Daf Samech Ches is talking about the requirement of Hefsek Tara for a Nida, but we should assume that the requirement of Hefsek Tara also applies to a Zava, meaning before a Zava counts her Shiv Nekiyim, before a Zava Gadol counts her Shiv Nekiyim, she needs to be Mafsekes V'Tara as well. That's where Rashi writes, for example, on Samech Ches Amud Aleph, Ibram Askel, the Hacha Ashmi Inan, Samut Tesam and Aleph, Dira Maskel, the Hacha Ashmi Inan, about halfway through the narrow lines in Rashi. The Niv Afrasha Betara Meinan, the Misha Huxat Maya Pasuach, Leka Lapsuke Betara, Aja Tivdo, Betimsa Shepasak. Kidamina Mimasisan, the Afrasha Betara Meinan. So Misha talking about Hefsek Tara for a Nida. Here Rashi telling us you require Hefsek Tara for a Zava as well, that once it's Huxak Mayana Pasuach, in order to begin a Tara process, you have to establish that the Mayan is a longer Pasuach, and that's established with a Hefsek Tara, with checking that there's no Dam coming out at that point. Excuse me, Tosos assumes this as well. That's the basis of his kasha on Samach Tesam Aleph, Dibur Maskel, Bahacha, Kamash Malan, that a Zava requires a Hefsek Tara. That's what the Rush writes in Perek Yud Simen Hay. Perek Yud Simen Hay, Hilkaf Nashima Inna, Shehein Safek Zavos. So all our women we treat as a Nida and Zava Luchomra. So we treat every woman who is Tamea, who's a Sula Baila, as a suffix of a Srichos Ahasik the Tara, Livdog Asman, she had Duashanista Mayana. So every suffix of a needs to do a Hafsik Tara to establish that it's no longer Mayanasa Pasuach. And that's the lashon of the Mechaber in the beginning of Simen Kuf Sadi Vav. Shivas Yamim Shehazava Soferes, talking about a Zava, Maschilin Mimachras Yom Shepaskabo. So the 7 days that a Zava counts begins after the day on which she performs her Hefsek Tara. Okay, so we'll talk probably next time whether the din of Hefsek Tara is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. But for now, the Mishnah tells us that there's a requirement of Hefsek Tara for Anita. The Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, Rash, point out that this is true for a Zava as well, and that's Lashon of the Makabre in the beginning of Simen Kuf Sadi Vav. And there's even a requirement of Hefsek Tara for Ksamim, that even if a woman is treated as a Nida Derabanan, if you will, or we treat her as Asur L'Baila Nida Derabanan because of Ksamim, that also requires a Hefsek Tara to begin her Tara process. That is a Gemara on Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, and that's the Lashon of Makabre, the beginning of Simen Kuf Sadi, the Simen of Ksamim. Okay. Now, so let's look at our Mishnah Samaches Amid Beis. Nida Shabaka Atma Yom Shvi'i Shachris Umasa Tahora. So if a woman checks herself on the morning of day seven, Anita checks herself the morning of day seven, and nothing's doing, no dam. Ubeina shmasha slow frisha, but she neglected to do a hefsek tara bein hashmasha. Bein hashmasha, as the Beis points out here, is labdafka, means the end of the day, because bein hashmasha literally would be too late. But she neglected to do a hefsek tara at the end of day seven. And then days later, she did a bedika and turns out that she's Tameya. So you have to figure out what is her status in the interim as far as Taros are concerned. So the fact that she did a Hefsek Tara in the morning of day seven gave her a Cheskas Tara. And that Cheskas Tara holds over until proven otherwise, until she is again known to be Tameya. However, the opposite case, she did a bedika the morning of day seven, and it wasn't a good bedika, she's still seeing dam. And she didn't do a hefsek tara at the end of day seven. So as far as tara is concerned, she has a cheskas tuma because she never overcame the cheskas tuma that was part of her status bimei nidusa. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol Shelo Refrisha B'Tara Min HaMincha L'Malo, Harei Zu B'Cheskas Tameya, that in order for Hefsek Tara to be effective, it has to be performed Min HaMincha L'Malo. The Chacham Omerim, Afilu D'Shnayim L'Nidusa B'Akam Asa Tara, even if she did a Hefsek Tara on day two of her 7 days of Nidus, U'Bein HaShmashah Shelo Refrisha, L'Achaz Ban B'Akam Asa Tameya, Harei Zu B'Cheskas Tahora. So says Rashi, Dibre Maskel Afil Bishnayim L'Nidusa Baka, in the middle of that Dibre Maskel, Shalosh Machlokas B'Davar. There are three opinions in Tanaim in our Mishnah. The Tanakama Shvi'i Hu Dimitarasa Bidika Shachris. According to Tanakama, if you did a Hefsek Tara the morning of day seven, that's sufficient. Aval Sheni Lo. But if you did a Hefsek Tara the morning of day two, that doesn't work. So we're talking about b'di'eved. What is the most b'di'eved way you can do a hefsek tara? So according to Tanakama, as long as it's done the morning of day seven, it's okay, even if it's not done the afternoon of day seven. But at least it has to be day seven. If you do it on day six, five, four, three, two, that's not going to work. Rabbi Yehuda, afila b'dika shvi shachris l'matara ashet tafrish ben hashmashos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even day seven in the morning won't work. It has to be day seven late in the day. We'll have to define exactly what finished rushes means, but late in the day. And according to the third opinion, the Chachamim in the Mishnah, a Hefzik Tara could work even on day two. And parenthetically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why should a Hefzik Tara in the morning of day seven not work? So says the Ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis, Daf Kaf Gimel Amud Beis, that we're Choshesh, that maybe she'll see again after that morning. So if you do it an hour before Shkia, why aren't we Choshesh that she'll see it a half hour before Shkia again? What difference does it make if it's the morning or later in the day? Says the Ra'ah, if it's Mina Mincha L'mala, which we'll have to define, but if it's later in the day, so then Yatsa Ruba Shoyom B'Tara, once you do a bedika the second half of the day, then you've established that Rova of the day has been Batara, and you know it to be Choshesh that she's going to have a Re'iyah subsequent to that Hefzik Tara. So that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that even B'di'eved, the Hefzik Tara the morning of day seven is insufficient. It has to be done later in the day, Minim Minchol Malo, Samachol Ben Hashmashos, at some point later in the day. So Rashi says 3 days in Tanayim, according to Tanakama, day seven in the morning is good enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be day seven in the afternoon. And according to Chachamim, even day two in the morning is sufficient. Says the Tosfei Harash, Yiramasu the Chachamim Omrim, quotes Rashi, Ulupeirusho, Ika Dain Tana Dervi. But Rashi, the way Rashi presents it, there really should have been a fourth Tana. The Gemara Amar Afilu Berishon. Take a look at the Gemara on Simon Testament Beis before the Mishnah. The Gemara tells us Amar Rebbe Sha'alti Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Kishayim Mahalchim B'Derech. The Rebbe said, I asked the Shalom Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon when we were walking on the way. Neither Shabaka Atma Yom Zayin Shachar Samasa Tahora Ubein Hashmashes Lo Frisha. What's the din in our Mishnah? The case of our Mishnah, she did a Hefzik Tara the morning of day seven. Amrulo, Harezu B'chas Kostara. Shishi, Chamishi, Revi, Shlishi, Shadi Mai. And what would the din be if she did a Hefzik Tara the morning of day six, five, four, three, two? Amrulo, Loshna. So they said the same din, also good enough. Barisha, Losha Alti. But I didn't ask them, says Rebbe, I didn't ask them that day one. The Ta'isi Shaloshalti, and I made a mistake in not asking them about day one. Otukul la b'cheskas to makaimi, became the Pasak Pasak. Rishonam became the Pasak Pasak. Umeikar b'isavar, hold the hooks like mayam pesuah. So Rebbe didn't ask the Shail about day one, because originally he thought, no, Pasha to have the Tara on day one doesn't work. Because it's Hosak Mayim Pasulach. And he said, no, really, it should have been the same din on day one, that Hefzik Tara is Hefzik Tara. If it's clean, it's clean, even on day one. So says the Tosei Rush, isn't that another day in Tanayim? That according to the Chacham in our Mishnah, Hefzik Tara has to at least be on day two. And according to Rebbe's Sikum of his shita, what should be the shita on Amud Beis, it comes out of the Hefzik Tara works even on day one. It therefore says the Tosei Rush, Hilkach Nira, Deleka Ela Trei Tanai. So Rashi said three, it should have been four. Let's split the difference and make it two. The Chachamim, Mefarshi Mili de Tanakama. And the Chachamim really just coming to be Mefarish de Tanakama. Mishun Rabbi Yehuda by Afrasha in a Mincha Lamala, Lasagi by Afrasha to Shvi Shakris, Yasir Abban Lefrushe, Dafilu, Bishapirsha, Bisheni, Sagya. And the Chachamim say, no, even a Hefzik Tara in day two is good enough. Hu Adin by Afrasha Virishon, and two is Ladafka. Halisha Ein Darachisha lived up Yom Rishon, Acharisha Karabaka Pamachas and Masa Tamea. But there's no reason normally to do Hefzik Tara on day one because she just saw Adam. So why would you do Hefzik Tara? But in theory, it could work. So our mission that says according to Chachamim, afil mishnayim is la dafka, because really it should be informed by what Rebbe says on the days, that it's usually not practical to do a hefsek tahara on day one, but if you did a hefsek tahara on day one, that would be effective. So according to the Rosh, there are only really 2 days. Rebbe Yehuda says it has to be on day 7, Benish Mashos. And the Chachamim say it could even be in the morning. Why could it even be in the morning? It could even be in the morning on any day of the Shiva Nikir. Yeah.
I don't know what does it do with the fact that Rashi says 3 and 4. I mean, so in Islamic, so Rashi says 4. I mean, why does that cause the change of chapter? Then you have to explain the difference between 1, 2, and 7 is, right? The difference is whether or not you're Mechalik between, whether or not you care enough to be machalik between which day the hefsek tahara is. So 2 and 7 are.
So you think he doesn't hear any reason why you should machalik between 2 and 1?
Right.
And therefore, karachal, you have to say
1 and 2 are the same, therefore 7 is the same also.
I see that because of the why itself is machalik between 2 and 1.
And the, in the realm of Ahavamina.
Yeah, I mean, Kara myself are.
Right.
I wanted to say that. There's not no.
But that's rejected. Right. Whoever rejects that. But your point is still fair, meaning you could have said. I think in the Rush, it's a little bit lapped, meaning had Rashi said there were 4 sheetos, the Rush still would have argued. It's not that because Rashi only said 3 that he argues. But the Rush is saying fundamentally, so it may be a little.
The fact that Rashi says Dafka 3, but you need to incorporate Berisha from some has the base,
right,
means you have to understand the Chachamim in a way that allows Berisha to be incorporated. Once you do that, that's the same kind of common. I mean, the fact that it's 3 and not 4 drives you to the limit of 3 down to 2.
The fact that it's 3 and not 4 means that, well, if you say 3 and not 4, so what's the din of day one?
Day one, it sounds like it's really accepted, just not incorporated to any of the shitos that Rashi is discussing. How do we incorporate it? By putting into the Chachamim, which then emerges basically behind the Gemara. The Rush is very much a sus, not so much.
Right.
That's what you were saying.
Right.
It is inside the Gemara.
The pounding the Gusa at the end, instead of being Ibkain, they say Inami. The Inami initially is to be on Tarush and Tarush, which is Shal Barisha. And which you see is, if going to that Inami, you'd be sticking with Rashi. You're saying, yeah, Rashi said 3 because he's going with other Dahl, you know.
Well, it's
going
to be a, well, you have Inami instead of Ibkain.
By Nishnei Sabiatos.
Inami Nishnei Sabiatos. Okay, but so this position of the Rush, you have the Rashb as well, Samachasim Beis, Mistabra, Shma Mino Halacha Lamaisa Filu Barisha. And even though the Mishnah says B'sheni, Masdisin Rebbe who did Takin, Vesasim, Ulefisha Lashami Yamel Hasheni Amar Iyu Nami Sheni. Because Rebbe's formulation of the Mishnah is based on his conversation. I mean, the Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, the same Rebbe that had this conversation on Amud Beis. So he says, Rebbe said, Shani the Mishnah, Because that was what he heard from, that was what he heard from this conversation, Rabbi Yossi B'Shemin. That's why he was so simshani. But in practice, as far as the Shita, Rabbi held that it's even Rishon, and the Rashba says that's lahalacha.
I incorporate figures that it really should be Rebbe Mishnah, not Rebbe Yehuda.
Right, even if it's Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda could be Rebbe. No?
I don't know if it would stop Rebbe Yehuda and Mishnah.
Wait, Yehuda and Mishnah says, no, Yehuda says, we have Mechol Mal on day 7.
So how could that be
right?
So
that's
yeah,
the
Mishnah,
right. Right, you're correct. Yeah, you're correct. Right, so the Rebbe would be.
They have a Girsa Rebbe.
Have the Girsa Rebbe where?
They quoted.
Is that Rebbe
Yehuda? I don't know what the Girsa Rebbe has to do.
Oh, they also said, yeah. At the end, they have Rebbe Yehuda Omer calls Rebbe Yehuda Pagam and Chalmala, but then they said they sent it as Rebbe.
Yeah, I don't know
about that. Here they just quote him Sarah Chalmala or Rebbe.
I see that, yeah. Right, that would be strange, yeah. I'm not sure. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Next time we'll just finish up this conversation la halacha and whether she does rishonim or la halacha as far as whether hefetar is sufficient the evan, and then we'll talk about whether the requirement of hefetar b'chlal is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. So I guess Wednesday, Hashem.